USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a key meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. USA's John Schaefer.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to move forward with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. supported a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
This, as new public polling from Gallup finds a 55% majority of Americans now disapprove of Israel's war against Hamas. Millions of people along the East Coast bracing for heavy rain ahead of the Easter holiday. Cities from Providence to Philadelphia have already been drenched by coastal storms and are now getting ready for another round of heavy precipitation that could cause localized flooding and travel disruptions from New England to the Carolinas through Friday. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg discussing priorities now that recovery is beginning in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the bridge early Tuesday morning, causing it to collapse. Crews resumed salvage and recovery operations Thursday. The NTSB says the cargo ship that hit the bridge was carrying toxic chemical materials. There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a key meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. USA's John Schaefer.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to move forward with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. supported a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
As the new California minimum wage approaches $20 per hour, major restaurants are preparing to adjust. Some plan to raise menu prices, shifting labor costs to consumers, while others will increase reliance on technology like fry robots and self-serve kiosks. McDonald's, Taco Bell, and similar chains are already emphasizing app-based pre-orders. The wage hike, recently approved by the legislature, signed by the governor of California, aims to provide a vital cost of living increase for about 700,000 fast food workers in the state. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wastes no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a rogue third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, this week, having this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military-industrial complex. That health agencies work for Big Pharma. That the USDA works for Big Ag and the processed food cartels.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.